Okay. Kitzur Chonaruch Siman Mem Hey. Hilchos Birchas Hazimon. We're up to Siftes. So hopefully tonight will be a little bit more Negeya to than last night's, and a lot of information about making a mezuman. So Mabaruch Ainah writes a Lishtos. If the one who makes the Birchas Hamazon, so. We said yesterday that he's supposed to drink. He's supposed to, if he makes the Birchas Hamazon or Zimon, 3, 10, whatever it is, and he's the one that's leading the benching, so he's supposed to drink the wine. If he can't, he doesn't want to drink it, so some say he could give it to somebody else. And then he could drink a Revias and then make a Bracha Achronis. Then some say he shouldn't do this. It's dafka the person who leads the benching is the one that should make the bracha on the kais. That is what you could do. There's another eitzah. So what you can do is that the one making the bar pri hagafen could drink a little bit and then give the rest to somebody else. Fine. That's about birchas hamazon with the kais. Now we get into zimon, when you could use them, when you have a mezuman, when you don't, when it splits up. So shnayim shachlu biyachad, two people eating together. Mitzvah levakash shlishi sheitzar v'imam lezimon. It is a mitzvah to get a third person to make a mezuman. Right, and the same thing. If you have seven, it's a mitzvah to try and get three more. Afilu and ba shlishi laachash shnayim kvar gomer milachol. Even if the third guy comes after the first two finished eating, Ella Shim Hayu Mavim Lahem Oid Eza Dover Likinu Asuda Hayu Eichlin. If they were to bring them food, more food, like as a kinu asuda, like dessert, they would eat it, which means that basically have not stopped eating. Mitzvah, meaning they've stopped eating, but in theory they would eat more. Mitzvah Alayim Latsarif is Zeh Shlishi Laziman. So it's a mitzvah for them to combine with this third newcomer. They should give him a kezayis, enough to eat that he would be required to say a bracha achrayna. He'd starve him out, and then he could combine with them. So that's what's saying. So you have to, you should try, and when this third guy comes along, give him to eat, so that now you can make him a mezumen. So yeshayim, now what do you have to give him to eat? So that's a machlokes. Yeshayim to be in dafka pas. Some say that you need to dafka give this third fellow bread. Some say it's enough to give other brachas that are mezaynus. Some say even fruits or vegetables is enough. And some say furthermore that even if he doesn't eat, he only drinks a revius of a liquid. Chutz min hamayim, water doesn't work. But starif the chein noyegin, and that is the minik. So bottom line is. And many times this shaila gets asked. You have two people eating, and one guy just drank. Can he be mitzarev to the zimun? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch paskins that he can. Even though he didn't eat, he only drank. So how do you say Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi? Right. So yochalaima she'achalnu kishasiya, because drinking is included in eating. And then when the mevarech, the one who leads the mezuman, finishes hazanas hakol, az yivarech hu bracha achrayna, hamashal achal leshasa, then he makes a bracha achrayna, what he ate or what he drank. Right? Now, this is where you get that the one leading the mezuman is supposed to say out loud till after hazanas hakol. And the reason for that is because it's a machloikis, whether the first bracha is really part of the mezuman. So he should say it out loud. But the ma'aser are makilim if he doesn't say it out loud. Fine. Then ba'ashlishi, but let's say the third party only came after they already washed their hands from machronim. Then ainam itstarav imam. Then even if he eats, it is too late. Fine. Meaning, so once the meal is over, then you already, even if a third guy comes and eats, that's not going to work. Yud Aleph, Shloisha Shachlu B'Yachad. Three people eating together. Kimush in a Chayav B'Zimun. Once you're Chayav in Zimun, Einam Rishayin L'Cholik. You cannot separate. You have to bench with the Mezuman. Arba Chamisha. Same thing with four or five people. Afilu echad meyam ainu rishay levaruch b'fnei atzma. Even one of them is not allowed to bench by himself. Shekulu nischayu mezimun, because all four or five are chayim mezimun. Meaning, you might think, well, there's a mezumun supposed to be here. So as long as three stick around, so numbers 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 could leave. So he's saying no, they cannot leave because it's a din in each person. Once a person is part of a mezumun, he can't bench himself. But let's say it's 6 until 10. Then meaning once you get up to 6, then if 3 guys want to leave, so they can make their own mezumen, and then the other 3 will make their own mezumen, and that will carry you till 10. Right? Yud beis. Imhei masara nischayv l'varuch b'shem. If it's 10 people eating, then you have to say with Hashem's name. Dehainu shem b'varuch emem b'nevarich eleikenu shelchan mishalom. I mean, we add the word eleikenu because when there's 10, the Shechina is there. V'lo yomer nevarich leilekenu. Just say nevarich eleikenu. V'amesuben oimerim baruch eleikenu shelchan mishalom. V'kimish enischayv l'varuch b'shem is asurin l'cholik. Now, once you have 10 people, so then they are chayiv to bench with eleikenu, and they can't leave. Ella im heim, unless they are lost the place. Ella im kain, I'm sorry, heim esrim ayos, unless there's more than 20, oz mutarun lechalek, then they could split up. She yishar l'chol chabura zimun b'shem. Because then each chabura, like we said, the same way six people can split into two threes, so to 20 people could split into two tens. But other than that, you're not allowed to leave. Now, if one set is listening to the other set, can they answer? So l'chara, they should not answer, right? Unless they're going to continue eating, that then they're allowed to. Mishabru says if they're going to continue eating after 10 of them leave, so then it's okay. But if they're not going to eat, if they're all done, like let's say you have 20 guys eating together in the yeshiva dining room, which we'll get to soon, what the story is with that. And then they all finished eating, and they're just singing, and then 10 guys decide they want to leave. So then when they make a mezumen with a likenu, the other 10 should not answer. Because there may be already yotzim. But if the 10 that are remaining will continue eating, then they can answer because that's not a chashash that's their zoom. Fine, you'd give them
time. If they're not eating, why can't they answer? Be yotzim zoom right then.
They don't want to bench yet. I don't know.
You don't have to be. You have to bench if you're entering.
No, but then they can't make their own zoom.
But they already yotzim zoom.
And practically, they could just be yotzim mizum. That's exactly the point. If they want to make their own, right?
What's with Roiv Ahmad's mom?
That's okay. So then you have, so some say you should do Roiv Ahmad. There are those that say you shouldn't do this. But he's saying you have that option, right? Yud Gimel. Im toha mezamin basara, v'gam ha'ainim, right? This is common. You have somebody, you tell him, say elikenu, and we're so not used to saying elikenu, so then he forgets to say it. So they forget to mention Hashem's name. You can't go back. Since you already the problem is that you mevatel an opportunity to say Hashem's name. And that's an avera that cannot be fixed. Very strong terminology from the Kitzur, right? But let's say the chazan said Baruch Elokeinu Shulchanu Mishaloi, and I'm sorry, he forgot Elokeinu. He said Baruch Shulchanu Mishaloi, and the people are answering say no, right? He should go back and say Nevarich Elokeinu Shulchanu Mishaloi, right? Because why not? Why not go back and say it? Let's say 6, 7 are eating bread, and 3 are eating fruit, or are drinking, meaning they're eating and drinking enough that they need a bracha. Then they are allowed to make a mezumen with Hashem's name, even though there's no 10 that ate bread. The kan kuliyama. In this situation, everybody agrees that fruits and liquids is enough. But it is a mitzvah to look for 10. But if only six eat bread, then you're not allowed to say likenu deruba de minka beinam, because you need a roiv that's recognizable. Right? So this would be a confusing thing, because everybody knows that for a minyan you need six mispalim. So you think birchas hamazon six would suffice. No. For birchas hamazon you need seven to wash. And same thing with sheva brachas. You want to make sheva brachas, you need seven to wash. Right? Okay, tezvav. So now from this, we get into the whole thing, because there seems to be a minig in yeshivas that in the dining room, you don't have to make a mezumah. Right? And the rationale with that is that everybody's on their own schedule and their own time, et cetera, et cetera. So then they're not really eating together. So let's see how we can fit this into the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So tesvav, kol she'achlu b'yachad. If everybody's eating together, even if they don't eat the entire meal together, and they sit down to eat and to say Birchas Hamotzi, even if everybody's eating their own kikar, meaning sort of like at a chasana, right? Everybody's sitting at their own table. I mean, if there's a table of 10, so they're all eating together, but let's say it's tables of 5. So they're really eating independently, but they're really not. But Niktu Yachad, since they're sitting together, whether it's 3, whether it's 10, they're not allowed to leave, to split up. Even if he wants to finish his meal first, they are not allowed to split up. But let's say they didn't, in the beginning of the meal, make it like a set eating together. Only after two people already ate, even if they didn't eat, they only ate a kizayis, and then the third guy comes and sits with them. If he finishes his meal, then the chayav mezimon. But if he wants to finish his suda before them, since he didn't start with them, he didn't finish with them, they could split up. Okay, that's a mouthful there. Basically, and this is what we're saying, like that applies in yeshiva dining rooms or cafeterias at work or whatever it is. Right? You have two guys, they're sitting together, they're eating the meal. A third guy, the masmid, comes in, so he's late for the food because he was learning in Bismarck. He comes in after these two fellows already started eating. He comes in, he grabs his food, sits down, eats for 5 minutes, and then says, I'm out of here. And the other two guys are still eating. So they ate together. Lamai said they ate together. But the kitzur is saying that since at the beginning of the meal they weren't together, and at the end of the meal they weren't together because these two guys are still eating, therefore he is allowed. The lashon is he's allowed to. But it doesn't, the next line says, Mikomaka mitzvah lahamtin shivarach b'zimun. It's still a mitzvah for him to wait for them. Right, so again, you're not mechuyev to make the mezumen because he didn't start the meal and end the meal. If they would have started the meal together, then he would be stuck there. Right, but it would still be a mitzvah. Imhu anus, I'm misyari mehefsid off. So let's say somebody's an anus. This comes up a lot. You go to a chasana, and they're just not benching, or a bar mitzvah, or whatever. You need to leave. So you have a problem because you're stuck. The halacha is that once you're chayev either in a mezumen or in a minyan, you're not allowed to leave. So imhu anus, I miss yarem hefsid. Let's say you're an anus, you gotta go, right? Or you're afraid because of a loss. Afilu kova atzma imam betchila. Even if you were koveya them from the beginning, mutar ligmar sudasa, you can finish your meal kaidem lehem ulevarach b'fnei atzmai. Avlam ein hadaver nochutz tzaruch lahachber. But if it's not important, then you need to be machmer. So then you have what? How do you define important? Right, the wife wants to leave already because she's tired. Is that important enough to go against the halacha? I don't know. You can ask either your rabbi or your therapist. Right? But let's say you're tired, but you really don't have any major reason to leave. Let's say if you're late for a ball game, that's for sure not a reason to leave, I would think. Right? Then, of course, you have the Eitza from the Igros Moshe who says, that if you know you're going to have to leave, which is many people by chasanas, then you could have in your head that you're not eating together with everybody else, and then you're not part of that meal. All right? But there's also an eitzah that's brought in the Ber Moshe that don't start the meal at the same time, right? Because we just learned that if you start the meal later and you end earlier, you don't have to be with them. All right?
Or
So,
don't eat bread.
or don't eat bread, but it's a Seudas Mitzvah, right? So, since it's a Seudas Mitzvah, you may want to eat bread. So, okay, but these are some of the eitzahs, but one should have this in mind. Now, I would say he's going to get to it that women are chayiv in mezuman, even though they don't make mezuman, but they theoretically they could. But we'll discuss it. So, women are chayiv in mezuman. Now, a lot of times they want to bench before the men, whatever it is. The women, that's a problem. That's a halachic issue. So they can do this eitzah too. They can have in mind that they're not really eating together with the men, and then you have less of an issue. Okay, Tez Zion.
One second. If they make a mezonos,
Who?
if they instead
No,
of
if you make a mezainis, you're not, you're out because of from yourself, you're allowed to leave because you're not benching. The problem is that the other two guys have a chi of mezuman because you sat there with your mezainis. So then you have a different issue. You're causing them not to have a mezuman.
but the guy doesn't want to wash, he can make a mezonos, he can make a mezonos and be part of the mezuman.
Correct. And then he
Okay.
could also leave. He could also leave as long as he's leaving them with a mezuman, meaning if it, but there's only three there and he had mezainis, then that's not so simple, right? Because
Okay.
he's going to cause them not to be able to have a mezuman. So lechari, he could force them to bench. I don't know
Right.
if he could force, I don't know if he could force them, but it would be right of them to just bench and then continue.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. Tez Zayin, shloisha she'achlu biyachad. Three guys are eating together, v'shachar, and one of them forgot and made a birchas hamazon. You could still make a mezuman, v'yanegamu, and he could answer them, baruch shulchanu. But if this guy, meaning there were five guys sitting there, three decided to bench, right, and he was combined with them, then he's done. Right, I will limit the zen and start of the zimun and shnayim acherim shuv. Ain't a yochel the start of the zimun of elu. He's not able to be combined because he already was part of mezuman. Him shnayim berchu afilu b'fnei atzman. And if two, by mistake, made benched, then batal zimun. Then the zimun is batal. Right. So this does happen sometimes. Sometimes a guy, and I always forget this because sometimes I benched before eating with my kids during the week. Sometimes you don't realize that there's three guys over bar mitzvah eating together, and then you're just so not used to eating together bread, so you just start benching. Then you realize, whoa, we had a mezuman. So if one of them benched and the two others did not, so even though you already benched, you could still make a mezuman. But if two of them benched and only one didn't bench, then you cannot, you can no longer make a mezuman. Okay, we was also going with the yeshivas. So going to the yeshivas, I know I almost forgot that. Where is it? I found some more Makomas on this. I can't find it now. I can't believe I can't find the notes. Here it is. That in yeshivas, so it depends. If there's no set time to eat, right? Everybody comes and eats there on their own, then they don't combine. But if it's a set time, meaning the default is, let's say everybody, you just have a dining room in yeshiva or a cafeteria at work, and there's no set lunchtime. You happen to be one guy sitting there, and then it happens to be another guy coming, then that you don't make a mezuman. Because you're not really eating together. But if, unless they the dafka say, okay, we're eating together and therefore we make a mezuman, right? But if it's a set eating time, then they can make a mezuzah. Maybe they're mechuyev to. The popular psak in yeshivas, supposedly coming from Rabbi Yisrael Zichron Levracha, was that in a yeshiva dining room, there's no zimun. I don't know if it means that you can't make a zimun or that you don't have to make a zimun because everybody's got their own schedules and therefore they can come and go. It's a chiddush in halacha because lemaisa, you have a bunch of guys sitting around the yeshiva dining room. Why shouldn't they make a mezuzah? Yeah. Okay. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Besuros Tovs.